My name is Dalton Larson. I'm serving as the South Dakota State FFA president this year, and I'm from Hartford, South Dakota.
What's important about what you've done through this past year, Dalton?
I'd say one of the biggest things is helping inspire members to get more involved in the FFA, just seeing the opportunities that they have through FFA. It's not just competing in the competitions or winning first place trophies. It's gaining skills and knowledge that they can use later on and making connections that they can use later on in life too.
Tell me what it was when you joined the FFA and what you found out. In other words, boy, this was a good idea to do this. What was it that made you think that?
So when I first started FFA, I did the regular district competitions and stuff like that, and it wasn't until I came to state convention and I saw how many members there were in just the state of South Dakota that I really realized that FFA is a giant family all the way across the state, and we're all here because we're passionate about agriculture. So it doesn't matter who you go to around state convention, you can start up conversation with them talking about corn prices or the weather, how it's impacting ag, because everybody has a passion for it right now.
How about in your future? How is this going to help you?
I'd say I'd learned a lot of leadership skills through FFA. When I first started my freshman year, I was an extreme introvert. It runs in my family, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't have to, but 4 years later, now I'm sitting as the state president, so obviously I've learned something over those 4 years about leadership and public speaking, so I'm really grateful that it's helped me get out of my comfort zone and out of my box.
And what would you like to do in the future? What do you have planned?
Actually, right now I'm going for an ag business, ag resource marketing double major. So I want to do something with that as far as ag sales. I'd always dreamed of being a stock contractor, but I don't know if that'll ever happen, but getting involved in agriculture in some way in the future.